All right, question one. We start you off easy, I hope. The man who was head of football's governing body, FIFA, from 1974 to 1998, resigned this week from his position as honorary president of that body. What is his name? I believe he's 96. Still was doing it until this week. Number two, the Lions rugby squad was around. It was announced this week. Coach Warren Gatland, though, has revealed that which famous English player turned down the chance to go on the trip. That's number two. Number three, the All-Ireland Under 21 Gaelic football final takes place this Saturday. Which two teams will face off in the decider? That's number three. We'll run through these again in a second, folks. Don't worry. Number four, already an Olympian, which young Irish swimmer announced her imminent departure from the country this week as she's going to study at Texas A&M University? That's right. She's 17. She's a former Olympian. She's an Olympian since last summer. What is her name? And number five, which controversial sports administrator had his nomination for re-election as president of cycling's governing body, the UCI, revoked this week by the Irish Cycling Association on a technicality? So let's go from the top. Number one, the man who was head of football's governing body, FIFA, from 1974 to 1998, resigned this week from his position as honorary president of that body. What is his name? Number two, the Lions rugby squad was announced this week. Coach Warren Gatland revealed, though, that which famous English player had turned down the chance to go on the trip? Number three, the All-Ireland Under 21 Gaelic football final takes place this Saturday. Which two teams will face off in the decider? Number four, already an Olympian, which young Irish swimmer announced her imminent departure to study at Texas A&M University this week? And finally, which controversial sports administrator had his nomination for re-election as president of cycling's governing body, the UCI, revoked by the Irish Cycle Association this week on a technicality, our old favourite. Technicalities, we love them. Okay, so we'll have the answers coming up at the end of the show. So give them a go and see how you get. All right, Jar, let's see how you did on this week's Know Your Sport. Number one, the man who was head of football's governing body, FIFA, from 1974 to 1998, resigned this week from his position as honorary president of that body. What is his name?
His name is João Havelange.
Correct, from Brazil.
Not corrupt at all.
Apparently, bribes were mentioned and he had to, at the age of 96, resign.
Resign, yeah. So that says it all.
Number two, the Lions rugby squad was announced this week. Coach Warren Gatland revealed, though, that which famous English player turned down the chance to go?
Well, I don't know really, but I'm going to make a stab at Johnny Wilkinson. No?
A very accurate stab there, Jar.
Okay.
He was invited to join the panel and he said no, thank you.
No, thank you. Okay, fair enough.
Number three, the All-Ireland 21 final in Gaelic football takes place this Saturday. Which two teams will face off in the decider?
Not sure. I think it's Galway are through, and would they be? I think Kildare beat Longford in the Leinster final. Maybe I'm thinking of the semi-final. Let me make Galway and Kildare. Not sure, John.
I need an answer, please.
Galway and Kildare.
That is not right. No. Galway took care of Kildare in the semi-final.
Ah, okay.
They now play Cork in the All-Ireland Under 21 football final. Cork defeated Cavan. Yeah. Number four, already an Olympian, which young Irish swimmer announced her imminent departure from the country as she's off to study at Texas A&M University?
I don't know. What age is she?
17.
17? Oh, gosh. I think Melanie Knocker is older than that. Murphy?
It's Sarika McMahon.
McMahon, never heard of her.
She was in the Olympics last year.
All right, okay.
Anyway, number five. Which controversial sports... You love this one, don't you? Which controversial sports administrator had his nomination for re-election as president of cycling's governing body, UCI, revoked this week by the Irish cycling body?
Could you give me half a point for Pat?
No, I won't give you half a point.
Can't think of his name. Pat something or other beginning with C.
No.
That's terrible. Oh, it's not, it doesn't begin with C. Well, it begins with some other letter apart from C.
It does, yeah. It begins with McQuaid is his surname.
Okay,
Pat
right.
McQuaid. Anyway, we'll see. He'll probably, it's only a technicality. I bet you he'll get it back. Anyway, that's it for this week, folks.